inhabits an amazingly rich and resonant thing. It's largely about stillnesses and intimations, and yet it's very precise and careful in conveying a defining chapter in the life of author Truman Capote. There's a certain vividness of detail and a certain pitch to live wire performances that turn up in Oscar bait movies. And trust me, Hoffman's is one of these. It screams Oscar worthiness. It's a summation, a crescendo, a masterstroke. And Hoffman is so fantastic and rock solid delightful. I'm not talking about Hoffman doing a first-rate impression of a famously effeminate celebrity author of the 60s and 70s. I'm speaking of his ability to make us feel the presence of Capote's extraordinary talent and sensitivity and arrogance, a self-amused, cocky quality born of extraordinary smarts and a feisty temperament that could suddenly veer into aloofness or even cruelty, and at other times devolve or melt into childlike vulnerability. There's always a sense of at least two, and sometimes three or four rivers running through this character at once, all of it vibrating and churning around in Hoffman's liquidy eyes. And when things get especially difficult, his nearly trembling pinkish-white face, and in the way he walks and gestures and shrieks with laughter at parties, and in the way he occasionally just stands utterly still. It's an astonishing piece of work.